From the Centennial Theater in North Vancouver, something about Lululemon, blah, 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 coffee shop, something, something, pot dispensaries, it's The Irrelevant Show!
Hello?
Good morning. May I please speak to Shannon Vollmer?
This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. My name is Carol, and I'm calling from RBC Montreal Dominion Credit Services.
Oh, is there a problem?
Well, we flagged some unusual activity on your credit card. We just want to verify that you did indeed make those purchases.
Oh, okay, sure.
Great. So, looking at your file for Friday the 11th, I see that you ordered an extra-large all-the-meats pizza for delivery, as well as a magnum of Jackson Triggs. Did you make that purchase?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. And later that same Friday night, our system is showing that you purchased a pint of Ben & Jerry's Chunky Monkey ice cream.
Yes, I did that.
Then a DVD of the film The Notebook, another pint of Chunky Monkey, three boxes of Kleenex, and a pair of sweatpants?
Yes.
Aw, honey. Did he have the decency to tell you to your face, or was it...
It was text message. He broke up with me in a text.
Aw, Shannon, you know, I want to tell you something. You can do better than Alan.
No. No, I can't.
Oh, yes, you can. I'm looking at Alan's purchase history right now. $100 on body spray. $200 on a paintball cannon, $800 on a pair of shiny red pants? Honey, he did you a favor. Shannon? Shannon, did you just go online and order a Japanese boyfriend pillow?
No.
Shannon, I can see that you did.
I need something to spoon. This sack of potatoes is rough to the touch.
Okay. That's it. Carol is taking control. Okay, remember all those points you were saving to go to Paris with Alan?
Yeah, I was going to propose under the Eiffel Tower.
Well, we are cashing in those premium points right now, and we're putting them towards a spa day with shiatsu massage, facial buff, and kale tentacle wrap.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Mm-hmm. We're also going to accept that long-standing pre-approved line of preferred customer credit. Won't Alan be ticked off when he sees you riding around Edmonton in your brand new, fully equipped cherry red Escalade?
Oh, he'll flip. He'll totally flip.
And here's the icing on the cake, Shannon. I've got a guy for you.
What?
Mm-hmm. A good guy. He lives just outside Edmonton. He buys organic groceries, camping gear, dog food.
I love dogs.
Oh, I know, Shannon. I know. He donates every year to the Orphans Club, so you know he's kind. He's a season ticket holder to the opera, so you know he's cultured. And last weekend, he bought two tickets to watch the Oilers, so you know he loves to laugh.
He sounds perfect.
He is perfect. Perfect for you. Just wait till Alan sees the two of you rocking your brand new Escalade.
Carol, I don't know how to thank you.
Shannon, all I want is for you to take a little time for some personal reflection and taking care of yourself. Can you do that?
Yeah, I think I can.
Good. Good. Oh, and don't miss a payment on that Escalade. The interest rate is like 200%. Thank you for choosing RBC Montreal Dominion. Bye!
Now it's time for Fun Vancouver Facts with Amy Shostak.
Fun Vancouver Facts. Amy Shostak's Fun Vancouver Facts.
Hi, I'm Amy Shostak, and I just moved from Edmonton to Vancouver.
I'm learning a ton of facts about my new hometown, and I'm going to share them with you today in today's edition of Fun Vancouver Facts.
Fun fact.
15 million tourists visit Vancouver each year, and every one of them will be riding tandem bikes on the seawall while you're trying to jog.
Fun fact.
If you like gambling, Vancouver has the Edgewater Casino, River Rock, or the Massey Tunnel when you need to catch a flight.
Fun fact.
Vancouver's unofficial slogan is, "Sorry, I had to bail."
Fun fact.
Vancouver Mayor Gregor Robertson is so popular, the only way he'll lose the next election is if his opponent is a pet-friendly affordable rental unit. Speaking of which, does anyone have a pet-friendly affordable rental unit? I'm currently crashing on a friend's couch. Please don't make me live in Coquitlibby.
Fun Vancouver Facts. Amy Shaw's Facts. Fun Vancouver Facts.
Excuse me?
Yes?
I was wondering if I could buy you a drink.
Sorry, not interested.
G'day.
Hello.
Damn it, I just don't know how to talk to women.
Don't be so hard on yourself, buddy. You live in Whistler. You don't stand a chance with all those sexy Australians running around.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just a boring Canadian.
Well, now there's an answer. Are you slightly familiar with the 19th century French play Cyrano de Bergerac? Or the Steve Martin movie Roxanne?
Sort of.
Very good. Then this is the thing for you, you really specific person. Meet Australian Cyrano.
G'day, I'm Cyrano.
Australian Cyrano will be your secret wingman. He'll hide in a bush or behind a building and tell you exactly what to say to women.
Let's rustle up some Sheilas.
Cyrano will feed you all the smooth one-liners that work like a charm for Australian men. One-liners like...
I'm from Australia.
And also...
G'day, I'm Australian.
And...
Wanna hit the piss tonight? Let's get our wobbly boots on.
He'll take you step by step through your conversation with Canadian women.
We'll feed you some sick lines.
Australian Cyrano, I think I'm losing your attention.
Well, no wonder, mate. You don't have any bracelets on. Look at all of mine. Hey, have you showed her your shark tooth yet?
I don't have one.
No worries, mate. You can have mine. I got a spare in me Subaru.
Aussie Cyrano will teach you all the best conversational topics.
Talk about surfing. Talk about crocodiles. Talk about that time you punched a shark.
And if you order Australian Cyrano now, we'll even throw in the Australian Cyrano translator so you'll understand all of the charming phrases he's teaching you.
Yeah, want some chewy?
You have bad breath. Here's some chewing gum.
I'm on the piss tonight.
This is nice.
What do I do for work? I'll tell you. Rock and roll.
Please don't tell the Canadian authorities I'm in your country.
And Australian Cyrano comes with the 100% Australian Cyrano guarantee.
Give it a burl. It don't cost big bickies. I'll make your dodgy dates rodgy dodgy. Put you in the docket and make you cunning as a dunny rat. I reckon we'll get you a Sheila who's all apples or I'm not fair dinkum.
I have no idea what that was. It sounded sexy.
So hire Australian Cyrano and start burling your bickies today.
Fun Vancouver Facts.
Amy Shostak, fun Vancouver facts.
Hi, I'm Amy Shostak, back with more fun Vancouver facts.
Fun fact.
Feeling hungry in Vancouver? Stand on any street and just turn your head slightly in any direction. Look, a sushi restaurant.
Fun fact.
Vancouver has many places to observe wild animals in their natural habitat, including Stanley Park, the UBC Endowment Lands, and Wreck Beach.
Fun fact.
Even in a freezing rainstorm on a winter day so gray that color is but a distant memory, Vancouverites still congratulate themselves for living in the best city in Canada.
Fun fact.
The average price of a detached home in Vancouver is a staggering, don't bother, you can't afford it. Seriously, you can't afford to live in Vancouver. But you know what you can afford? My spare room in Coquitlam. Must like cat hair. I'll be sighing in my dank basement suite until I see you again for more fun Vancouver facts.
Fun Vancouver facts. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Irrelevant Show's first ever recording in British Columbia. And we are at the Centennial Theatre in North Vancouver. And guess what?
Fun fact.
The Centennial Theatre is amazingly close to one of the prettiest towns in all of BC. It's true. You just whip up to the Trans-Canada Highway, take a quick 15-minute drive to Horseshoe Bay, and then wait there for up to an hour. Then you hop on a ferry, ride for an hour and 40 minutes, and then drive another half hour. And then you're right there. You'll love it.
If you depart Horseshoe Bay on the Vancouver Island Ferry, you'll soon come to a place that is quite extraordinary. A Shangri-La calls to you, a town where all of your dreams can come true. Braided beards are all you'll see. Blue jeans cut off at the knee. Shemaine. Buy some crafts, hug a seal. See our famous water wheel. Shemaine. End to end, it's 10 blocks. A leisurely 5-minute walk doesn't strain us. On each street you will see every house a B&B. Shemaine. Shemaine, where the deer freely roam and the vegans all call home. No chow mein. Once a big milling town, now all we do is mill around. We don't complain. Us take herbs for pain. Us Shemaine. Comb the beach, find a log as we're strolling with our dogs in the rain. Need some crafts, it's not hard, they're on sale in every yard and lane. You'll feel pampered, you'll feel swell in our grand one-room hotel, not a chain. If you're hankering for booze, there are two pubs you can choose. Shemaine. Shemaine. Restaurants by the score and 100 pre-owned stores. No smog to pain us. Follow yellow footprints to the mural so majestic they explain us and entertain us. Shemaine. Shemaine us, mundaneness. Such terrain fills your brain. Catch a train, come again us.
Normal bookstore. May I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for an Ian Fleming novel.
Oh, sure. Wait! Are you the spy?
Yes. Shut up!
Sorry. Right. When you asked me for an Ian Fleming novel, I was supposed to say, we're out, but would you like a John Grisham instead?
Yes, that's exactly what you were supposed to do.
Sorry. It's my first week. It's pretty cool, though.
So, where's the Grisham book?
The one with the code to the back room?
Yes, that one.
Here you go. Happy spying!
Thanks.
Ah, Ethan. There you are.
Hi, boss.
What is it, Ethan? Why did you ask for this meeting?
I'm out.
Is this about Denise out there? She's my sister's kid. She'll only be with us for the summer.
No, it's not Denise. It's the job.
Are the missions becoming too impossible for you?
No, not at all. In fact, that's the problem. I'm bored.
What do you mean?
You ask me to sneak into some fortress or kidnap a president, and then you give me everything I need to do it. I can break into any building, I can disguise myself as anyone, I can win any fight and defuse any weapon.
Yes, we're a great organization. Our logistical support is unparalleled. Yeah.
But we're not called the Unparalleled Logistics Squad. We're the Impossible Mission Force. That's what I signed up for.
But we always saddle you with one team member who's weak or frightened.
Yeah. Sure, at first, but then whatever their skill is saves the day. I mean, the missions are always complicated, but they're always theoretically possible.
So what do you want?
Impossible missions. Impossible.
So what if we assigned you to go to Hollywood and make a good movie based on a video game?
Yeah, that's good. More.
We'll need you to post a video on YouTube.
Not too easy.
And get only good reviews in the comments.
Okay, now this is getting interesting. More. Something harder.
Well, there is... No.
What is it?
I only have one thing left. Mission Unicorn.
Give it to me.
We've lost 7 agents to Unicorn.
Give me Mission Unicorn, or I quit.
All right, Ethan. Here it is.
You want me
to... You asked for it.
You want me to break up with my girlfriend and stay good friends?
I'm sorry, Ethan. You wanted it. Good luck.
I'll do this or I'll die trying. Goodbye, boss.
Uncle Steve?
Okay, I did it. Give it a couple days and your mom will be all done dating that lantern-jawed Lothario.
Then can I kill him?
No, you don't have your license yet.
Fun Vancouver Facts. Amy Shaw's Facts. Fun Vancouver Facts.
Hi, I'm Amy Shostak, back with my final installment of Fun Vancouver Facts.
Fun fact.
Vancouver is the birthplace of David Suzuki, Ryan Reynolds, and rioting in yoga pants.
Fun fact.
Nicknames for Vancouver include The Couve, Vansterdam, The Wet Coast, Rain City, Bland Coover, No Fun City. Why did I move here again?
Fun fact.
On the same day in Vancouver, you can ski, golf, bike, sail, and kayak. You can, but you won't, because you spent all your money on rent.
Fun fact.
Due to the tight rental market, 75% of people move in with their significant others before they're emotionally ready. You hear that, Taylor? Clear out a drawer, because me and Miss Muffins are moving in with you. I don't care that you're allergic. Take a Sudafed.
Fun fact.
Vancouver is out of Sudafed thanks to a booming meth industry.
Fun Vancouver facts. Fun Vancouver facts.
Hi, Cheryl. It's me, Steve. Well, the new Steve. You know, when you dumped me 15 days and 7 hours ago, when you said that 32 was too old to be living like a college student, I was messed up and I didn't leave my basement pad for 5 days. Oh, my mom kept sliding instant noodle under the door, but they never got eaten. Since then, I've thought long and hard about what you said. And you know what? You were right. So listen up. Cheryl, I've made some major changes. The old, immature Steve that you once knew, well, he's gone. And in his place is Steve 2.0, a full-grown man living a mature adult life, and he wants you back. You know that poster I had tacked to the wall that says, "Take me to your dealer"? You know, the one with the hilarious alien? Well, I got it framed, so now it's classy. Yeah. Also, I've totally changed my wardrobe. Check this out. I bought a second pair of pants. I'm serious. So now I have my jeans and a pair of khakis. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about a brand new pair of khakis with a working zipper. Oh, and speaking of twos, guess who's the proud new owner of two towels? That's right, baby. Notice how I said towels, plural. Oh, and to top it off, you'll never believe it, but I finally bit the bullet and got a bed frame. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. My mom and I went to this furniture place downtown. I had my brother assemble it. Uh-huh. It's awesome. Now I sleep above ground like a billionaire. I've changed, Cheryl, and I'm begging you, come on over. Meet the new Steve 2.0. We can watch Game of Thrones on my phone. Hey, what the heck? Let's order pizza on the credit card, huh? You, me, some pizza on the credit card. I miss you, baby. Just be sure to bring your credit card. My Visa account's still a little janky.
I'm so excited, honey.
I love you, and this is gonna be awesome.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here for Jennifer and Johan's extreme wedding. Is the entire wedding party ready?
Yes! Yes.
3, 2, 1, bungee! Now, do you take...
I do!
No, not you, the other one. Do you take... do you take...
No, I'm the organist!
Okay, where's the bride and the groom here?
Play the song now?
Okay, let's try to get ourselves synchronized here.
I do.
No, not yet.
I object.
Well, you're a little late for that, pal.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I can't believe I paid for this wedding.
Oh, honey, why can't you just relax?
Let me be mad, Helen.
Where's your hair?
Oh, no, my Hairmaster 2000.
I do.
Ah, good. Okay. Who's throwing rice?
I'm not doing it on purpose. It's flying out of my pocket.
All right, let's exchange the ring,
oh,
shall
no,
we?
I thought this tux had zippers on the pocket.
Hey, I caught the bouquet. Oh, the flowers are brown and stringy.
That's fine.
Hey, I caught the ring.
I do.
No, not now.
My hair.
Great wedding.
Whoa.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Hey!
listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Neil Gronn,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
Amy Shostak,
and me, Donovan Workin.
Live music by Jan Randall and Kieran Martin Murphy. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Michael Belazzo, Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Diana Francis, Carly Heffernan, Peter Stevens, Chris Wilson and Sam Mullins, and head writer Neil Gronn. The show was recorded by Corey Haberstock, with assistance from Susanna Valente, and edited by Ray Buxton. The senior producer of CBC Radio Comedy is Tracy Rideout. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Centennial Theater in North Vancouver!